Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Tamid, Parakei Mishnah Vav and Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schas Hasbas Rachel. She's Maseches Find Yisivu Kol Gon Bikarav Mamesh. And we're still discussing the process of bringing the Ketores. So he Giben Ulam Mizbeach. Once the Kayhanim who were taking care of the Ketores reached in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, meaning they were on their way from the Mizbeach to the Heichal, but they were still in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. So not al Chiras Magrefa. One of them would take the Magrefa, which is literally translated as a shovel, Vizarka Ben Ulam Mizbeach, and then he would throw it on the floor in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And this was meant to make a lot of noise. And as the Mishnah says, that a person wasn't even able to hear his friend talk to him in Yerushalayim because the sound of this magrephone was thrown on the floor. It was so loud, you weren't able to hear somebody talking to you. And what was the point of throwing it down? It served three purposes. Number one, a kohen who heard this, he knew that now his brothers, the Kehanim, were going into the Heichal to bow down, so he would come running to join them. And also, when Levi heard the sound of the magrefa, Yodesh Echva Levim Nechaslam Dar Bashir, he knew that his brothers the Levim were going in to start singing Shira, Vahu Ratzuba, and he would come running. And also, Varesha Maimid, Hoy Mamad Satmeim Bashar Mizrach, the Rosh Maimid, he was somebody in charge. He would take all the Kehanim who were Tameh and stand them by the eastern gate. And this for a number of different reasons. It was either to embarrass them that it was their turn to serve in the base of Mikdash and they weren't careful and they became Tameh. Another reason is not that they were embarrassing them, it's just to make a clear separation that these Kehanim are Tameh and we have to make sure that everyone understands that they're not serving because they're Tameh, not because they're lazy and they don't want to join. On to Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph, we continue this. The Kohanim were taking the Ketores, continue walking the steps towards the Ulam. Now, before they walked into the Ulam, which then led to the Heichal, we have to take care of one more thing. The two Kohanim, who were originally Zaycha to clear off the inner Mizbeach from the ashes of the previous day's Ketores and from the leftover oil and wicks of the Menaira, so they actually proceed these two ones who are taking care of the Ketores now, and they walk in first. The one who is Zaycha to clear off the Mizbeach HaPanimi of the ashes, he goes in and he takes the basket which he had left there earlier, Vishtachava, and then he bows down, Vyatsa, and he leaves. And then Mishazach B'Disham Menaira, next, the one who is Zaycha in clearing out the Menaira, Nichnas, he goes in, Umatsa Shteiners Mizrachim Dalkim, he finds the two eastern lamps lit, because if you remember, when he had cleared out the Menaira, either they had remained lit, or even if they were extinguished, he relit them. So now there are these two lamps that are lit. Midash is Mizrahi. He clears out the easternmost one. He leaves the western one lit. It was from that light that the menorah would be lit in the afternoon. Now, if he found that it was extinguished, he would clear it out. And then later on, that was the first one that was lit from the Mizbeach Ayla. And then once he finished, he took the pitcher from the second step which he had left it on. And he bowed down as well. And he left. And only now it's time for the two Kehanim to go in to do the Avodah of the Ketores. We're going to stop it for the day though and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Beis and Gimel. We'll continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.